Welcome to the Golf Better Podcast. I'm your host, Derek Dominski. This episode of the Golf Better Podcast is brought to you by the new DerekDominskiGolf.com that should be launching in the September-October 2022 area. It's got all of my videos, all my new videos, old videos. It's the website is just continuing to expand so much. We had to build a new learning platform, DerekDominskiGolf.com, where you can find all of my videos. Again, that should be launching here soon. Hello and welcome, my friends. It's been a while, but again, as most of you know, I did just recently qualify for my first PGA Tour event. I'm going to be playing in the Shriners Children's for Hospital Open in early October. This episode is going to dive into how I really wasn't playing that well, some things I found, some changes I made, even right before the tee, that allowed me to play a great round of golf and accomplish a lifelong goal. Let's jump in. All right, welcome, my friends. I know it's been a while. Things have been busy. Teaching's going great. I hope you and yours are doing well. Just going to jump on here and talk about, again, how I qualified for my first PGA Tour event. Again, everyone's been so nice. Thank you so much for reaching out. It really means a lot. Again, a lifelong dream come true. Going to have an absolute blast with it. Going to prep to play as well as I can. So I'm really excited for this opportunity. And we're just going to give you a little bit of backstory here. How, again, a PGA pro can qualify for events. There's some things that that being a PGA member, again, PGA is not the same as PGA Tour, but being a PGA member, we have some opportunities like this. This is a big reason why I'm a PGA member. So let's jump into that here first. So for a lot of the events, the PGA Tour events held around the country, the section that that event is played in, they have an opportunity, whether it be their player of the year for their PGA or a qualifier, to get into the event. So there's some spots for some local pros to get into some of these events. An example being, again, in Phoenix, the Phoenix Open, which in my opinion is the hardest event to get into because usually there's four spots from the Monday qualifier that get into the event. And nowadays there's these Thursday qualifiers. I think for the Phoenix one, there's like eight Thursday qualifiers. You got to shoot like 500 to get just through that, just to get into the Monday, where there's, again, a double shotgun of just great, even PGA Tour players that are on the tour but haven't made it into the event. Corn Ferry guys, all the mini tour players. So it's just an absolute show for three spots. But also always playing that. Again, I love playing this game. I love to teach it, but I'm a player at heart. So a lot of what I do and teach, I know it relates to playing well. That really matters to me. So to play in these events is a big deal. So I always enjoy that. Playing in tournament golf, it's one of my favorite things to do. But the one in Las Vegas, this gets you straight into the event. So I've played in it, geez, I don't know, I think five or so times in the past. And I've had some nice rounds. But the players in our section are so good that I think in the past it's been anywhere from, you know, 5 under to even, I think, 9 or 10 under. And one spot gets you directly into the event. So we all know what's at stake here. Meanwhile, I think the three underneath that, again, go to that Monday qualifier where it's you against PGA Tour Corn Ferry players. So that's that. So that is how then I got into this event. So there's the Shriners PGA, local PGA qualifier. And before that was we played just a pro series event at Red Rock Country Club. So going into all of this, I've been playing okay. I won one event earlier this year. Been playing just so-so. I've had some time taking a couple of events off. Due to my wrist was a little bit nagging, which again just happens in golf, as well as I'm shooting some content for the new DerekDominskiGolf.com site. where you can again access all of my thoughts, ideas, videos from a lifetime of golf. Again, I absolutely love this game. So, again, play has been so. The week before, we played at the Arizona Open at Mesa Country Club. Beautiful golf course, one of my favorite courses. Course was set up very fair. It was fine if you're hitting it well. It was great. And I just didn't quite hit it well. I finished towards the bottom of the pack. Nothing really going. I can usually find something to kind of play well enough in the event. Just didn't quite have it. And that's okay. That's how golf is. It doesn't really faze me. Had a great attitude the whole time. I'm always trying to learn. And again, I never throw away anything. I always tell my students too, you know, if you're playing bad, you know, you can whine and you can complain when I whine and complain. So that's a reason why, if you've ever played with me or have seen me, I just don't whine and complain, because I want to set a good example for all my students, my young kids, all of my players, that you can still, again, enjoy people and have a good time while you play, even if you're not playing well. Of course, it's more fun, and when things are going great, that's always a blast. But you should be able to handle yourself as a good human being on the golf course. So, yeah, after the Arizona Open, again, I've got two great friends that have really been of great help, as well as plenty of others, but Drew Steckel and George Gankus are just some of the nicest people I've ever met, let alone just elite golf coaches. So they have been of great help helping me get some of my swing and some things back on track. It's really tends to be easy to coach other people, but when it's yourself, it's always nice to have someone else give you a look. And these two, Drew Steckel and George Gankus, again, two of the top 10 coaches in the world, in my opinion, and they've been of great help for some of the long-term stuff. So I've got a good path going forward into this event, some things I need to accomplish, as well as some stuff that I just know I need to do, stuff I've done when I've hit the ball well in the past. So I reached out to both of them. They've been of great help. After the Arizona Open, again, because things just didn't go well, and that's just golf. But I like to not just hope things get better. I like to have a framework or a plan where I know things can get better, and I have confidence then in that. So all of that, we're going out to Las Vegas. I'm bringing in the wife. We're going to have a great time. We're staying on the Strip. I haven't been to Vegas for a little bit. I think we went over COVID, and there was just nothing happening. Like, casinos were shut down. There's no one there. But this time we're out, we're staying on the Strip. Everything's popping, we're having a great time. So the trip's fun, we got an awesome pool, we're staying. The weather's perfect. So really going to enjoy the time no matter how I play. So that was a blast. So we play Red Rock Country Club. This is where, I think last year we saw O.J. Simpson just buzzing around there. I think that's his place. But it's a beautiful course on the, I want to say west side of town, a private club. Beautiful. The year before we played, it was super windy. This year wasn't that windy. Just perfect golf course. Real fun. Greens pure. Awesome. And I had, again, to play well kind of that day I had, and I always write stuff down on my scorecard because I like to, again, I like to have a framework from which to play and do things, because that frees me up. That allows me to play by feel. So the day of Red Rock Country Club, again, I'm writing on my scorecard. I've got some different notes. I'm doing some stuff with my left arm to not get it so far kind of deep behind me. Some stuff with keeping my right arm wide. Potentially tinkering with some plane stuff, but I know that's more long term. And then also some postural stuff. But I played with some of the left arm feel, just feeling like I'm turning more with the club. It's not getting so far behind me. I feel like I can control the face better that way. And overall, I hit it so. My misses were tightest with this style, so that's why I do a lot of what I do. It's not to hit necessarily the best or better shots. It's just when I miss, I like my misses to be tight. So that's when I kind of pick what style I'm going to go with. So I went with that, and then I was kind of in between some putters. I tried a few different ones. Ended up going with this Odyssey broomstick putter. I don't really use it like an Adam Scott or a Bernard Longer. But what I like about it, it gives me potential that when I set up, I can kind of point the handle or point that end somewhere specific. And it helps me, I feel like, repeat my setup. So I end up playing just so-so.
very consistent at the start. Driving it pretty good. It's fairly easy driving golf course, but hitting some nice shots. End up just playing so-so, but I do birdie the last two. I make a putter adjustment. I stand a little bit further back from it. I start rolling the line well, so I birdie the last two to shoot even par. Again, it was playing pretty easy. I think that finished just middle or so of the pack as, I think, 7-under 1, which is yeah, reasonable. Not a lot of wind, perfect greens. Again, a great score. But feeling just so-so. I know that that's not quite enough to get it done the next day. But I'm feeling, hey, you know, I've got the Odyssey. It was working on the last two. I rolled the line nice. Okay, I maybe got some momentum. And I know that the next day then we're playing Boulder Creek for the Shriners qualifier. So again, I'm trying to find some things to play great the next day. Because again, it's a lifelong dream come true. But in all reality, I've played better coming into this event in the past, and this year it's so funny that it's probably the one year that I felt like I probably, again, wasn't playing quite as good coming into it. So I know anything can happen, but I'm also somewhat of a realist. Just if my form is great, I know it's going to go well, and if it's not so, I'm hoping to find it. So I don't think I mentioned this in the Instagram video too, but I'm sleeping that night. And I'm picturing, and I've used this swing thought in the past. I'm picturing an old 2014 feel when I won. I think I won maybe our section or our chapter championship, playing some really good golf. Won a few other events this way, and I had this dream of this swing thing. I call it the SWS PGA 14. I've named all my options again. I'm kind of crazy that way, but it's a framework from which I can play. So I have a dream about it, which is unique. And then, so I wake up the next day, again, prepping. Get my Starbucks, get my Chick-fil-A. Those are two keys before I go out. Wash my clubs, get everything prepped. I like to have everything in order. I like to get there early to, you know, put on sunscreen on this pasty body. And just get prepped, feel like I'm ready. So I'm going out there. Again, not really necessarily trying a bunch of clubs, but I do bring four putters out, and I also have, again, 9 swing thoughts with the one that I did dream about, the SWS PGA 14, potentially ready to go too. So driving out there, get a nice drive out, get to the course, everything gets prepped, we get to the range. The range balls aren't so great, but that doesn't faze me. I'm used to all that, so it doesn't matter. And then I'm running through all my keys, right? Some of my other tries, right, so I've got 5 more things that I'm tinkering with. Again, I know my long-term stuff. My swing's got to get more online. My footwork's got to get better. I know all that. But I also know in teaching golf that I'm probably not going to be able to do that for this event. So I need something to get by with, something to play with. Again, I can always do shot shapes, but I needed something a little bit tighter to try to, you know, play great that day. So I've got these other options, and they're all so on the range. Again, even that swing thought I dreamt about, it hit some good ones. It was okay. Again, I had played well at Boulder Creek in the past with that swing thought, so I keep that in mind. So I think I've got a couple things, but I'm not really sure what I'm going to do on my first tee shot, what kind of framework I'm going to use. And then I've got my Odyssey broomstick. I've got my long heavy putter that I've used in the past. I put it great with. I've got the Seymour because I know it tends to get hot, so I did bring it. And I've got, I think, my Ping kind of mid-length putter too. So I head out to the putting green, kind of have a putter battle. Again, people are used to seeing this. Again, everyone in the Southwest section is great. So I'm out here with 4 putters. I'm playing, you know, I've got some tunes going. I got the Tempotown Aqueous Transmission by Incubus Roland. So I'm feeling good. Trying to figure out what putter's going to work. Again, coming off of the day before with those last two birdies, the Odyssey broomstick's looking pretty good. So that's up there. I get down to the broomstick and the Seymour. And I hit some, I like to do some short putts, kind of that 5 to 6 foot range, see what's rolling the ball well going from there. And I was like, okay, just long-term, I think I'll go with the broomstick. Again, even if it's so-so today, I've got something for long-term. I'm trying to find something for the next week. I've got some more events coming up. So again, I'm always kind of balancing the short-term and the long-term. So I said, okay, I'm going to go with the Odyssey broomstick. I bring all the other putters back to my car, so I'm locked and loaded, ready to go. And then just kind of warming up, hitting a few more putts. And something tells me, you know what, I think just to get better feel, I've got to put the Seymour back in. I was warming up pretty well with it. But I know that the feel of it, it's super firm. It kind of fits what I do. I don't like to lean. I don't like to lean the shaft so much. So the Seymour fits me well. So I'm like, okay, I think I just got to go with it. I've been hot at Boulder Creek with it before. It's made some nice putts. So I drive back to the car as I'm going back to the tee. Switch out the broomstick for the Seymour, and we get to the first tee. We're ending up playing 1-9 that I know pretty well that we typically play. And then 1-9 we haven't played in probably, I would say, I don't know, three years or so. So it's been a while. And it's like, that's fine. Whatever. So hit a nice tee ball to start. I've got gap wedge into the pin. And some of the pins are kind of similar. And just kind of flare it right. Again, I go with what I call, what I'm calling my a Sedona swing. I've used it in the Sedona Open in the past. It's worked so. It just kind of locks everything in. It feels like it's very minimal work, but just kind of hit it right, which again is kind of what I've been doing. It's so. It's on the green, but it's quite a ways out. But the Seymour, again, right away, man, I roll it up real tight. So the speed control right away with the Seymour, it's kind of over a ridge putt. Have a nice two putt there. And then we'll kind of go through the round a little bit more on here. Again, I know this isn't the most exciting podcast. It's exciting for me. But so yeah, the first hole, that's fine. Nice par. Second hole then is a par five. It's very gettable. One of the guys in our group eagled it. Both hit the green. But I hit a nice drive, and then I kind of flare a three wood into the bunker, hit a so-so bunker shot. I lift that out for birdie, so I'm like, rats, you know, it's, I know that I'm swinging it just so, and I kind of need some of those. So lift that one out for birdie, hole three, hit a sweet drive, have pitching wedge in, leave it just short, hit a super nice chip. It was kind of a pretty stock shot, but my short game this day really saves me early, so the wind's kind of starting to pick up a little bit. Hit a nice chip, nice up and down. Fourth hole is a super long par three that I have not played well in the past. I think I've bogeyed it. I think every time I've played it. It's like 220. It's pretty benign. You just got to hit like a good 4-iron, 220 or so, to kind of a middle left pin. And I hit a pretty nice shot. It ends up being just short. I really loved it in the air. I was talking to it. Thought it was awesome. It ends up being just short. And I chip it again, same thing, chip it to tap, and just a beautiful hit my spot, roll it up there. So the short game's feeling good. So I'm like, okay, that's good. But again, to get through this event, I know it's going to take a low score, and kind of early, it's a little windy, but there's almost a little bit of rain. It's cloudy. So I know scores are going to be low. Hit a hole five. It's a par five, very birdieable, hit a nice drive, and then hit a super sick hybrid to the middle of the green, have about 30 feet, and I just lip out the eagle. I'm like, oh man, it just seems like, again, I have a nice birdie, nice tap in birdie, it's awesome, but it's like, man, rats, you know, maybe it's not my day. If these, you know, I kind of felt like I needed to get some of these to kind of stay ahead of where my swing was at. But now what really happens here, so again, I'm using that swing, I'm kind of getting by with some shot shapes, just really playing golf, kind of somewhat getting out of the technical. Get to hole six, pretty open tee ball, and just blast driver left. And it seems like we'll probably find it, but again, there's desert. And I play provisional for lost ball. And then I try the SWS PGA, tuck in the right arm, feel like I ollie my left foot. It feels like, for me, it feels like I can play with, if you know some of Pete Cowan's stuff, it feels like I'm playing more with pressure. I'm pressuring the ball. I'm pressing on the ball rather than swinging it, or swinging the club. So I'm kind of pressing on it. Hit the provisional just down the middle. It's like, man, that was nice. Okay, cool. We end up finding my ball left. It turned out to be in a so-so spot. And I've got it's kind of a blind shot. I end up hitting it long left. It was good contact with the gap wedge. I'm behind the green, perfect lie. Again, the grass at Boulder Creek is so beautiful, so nice. So I got a perfect lie. and I probably got to fly at, I don't know, maybe 15 steps or so, so I'm a little bit long left. But I'm kind of licking my chops here, and I know my short game's good. I hit my spot, rolls in like a putt, saving, again, a nice birdie. So I'm kind of getting one back here from a bad tee ball. Also, so I've got, I make birdie. So I feel like, okay, things are starting to pick up a little bit. So I'm, you know, birdie. Also, I feel like, okay, I'm going to roll now with this SWS PGA 14 swing thought. I've used it in the past where I have hit it well, and I've made like 8 birdies in some of the rounds out here before. So then we get to hole 7, hit a nice drive, pull a pitching wedge, but I used that feel with the pitching wedge, and I said, man, that felt solid. So it was just a little bit left, a nice 2-putt for par there. Again, great speed from the Seymour, so I'm feeling good about the Seymour. Feeling good, again, about the putts I have hit. Feeling like I now have a swing key, swing thought going forward. Get to hole 8, downhill par 3. It's just a soft 8-iron, hit an absolute laser with this swing feel. I'm like, okay, here we go. And hit it to about 10 feet. Good read, great putt, roll it in the middle. Hole 9's kind of goofy because you don't want to blast it too far because you can go through, but end up hitting a nice drive, have 100 yards in to a kind of middle front left pin, hit my sand wedge. Just a little bit short, hit it fine though, but it's up the hill, it's just off the green, or just on the green, and I roll that in. So again, I'm staying aggressive, the Seymour's rolling well, so awesome. 400 through 9, and now I'm like, okay, we're clicking. But now we have to go play the 9 holes that I have not played in 3 to 4 years. But I know my swing's feeling pretty good. So I've got the yardage book. Hit an awesome drive on 1. Front right pin on 1. Hit an absolute laser right at it. But it ends up being 15 feet short. Lip that out for birdie. So I'm like, okay, cool. Hole 2 is kind of goofy. I didn't remember it at all. I hit... And even looking at the book right now, I guess you play more rights. It's just kind of goofy. I try to take it at the green, try to fly this bunker, and it just gets into the bunker. But I hit a super sick pitching wedge out of the bunker. It lands right by the pin, and it spins way back down a ridge, which I have a nice 2-putt here. And this is probably the one hole I had a little slider, maybe 3-4 feet. Probably my only chance to make a bogey. Awesome putt to keep momentum going. Again, I hit a perfect drive, couldn't hit it better, ended up in a bad spot, just didn't know the hole. But that worked out really well. Hole 3 on this side, it was playing super long, ended up just hitting a great 5-iron to the middle of the green. It's very ridgy. I don't remember what the green's like, but this pin's kind of on this ridge. And I hit just an awesome putt that almost slips out, but tap in on what I know now is just a tricky hole. So awesome par there. Then we go to this par 5, and I hit just perfect drive. I've got 6-iron in my hands. It's a back left pin. I know I can't really miss it left, but the ball's above my feet, and I do end up just missing it left. Rats, hit a great bunker shot to about 10 feet. Just burned the lip there, and that's where I'm like, ah, bummer, because I know that the scores are going to be low. So, but again, still feeling fine. Hole 5, same thing. Perfect drive. Hit 9-iron to 8 feet. I see my playing partners, hit some nice putts, but I don't quite know what to do with the read. End up just burning the edge there from about 10 feet. So I get another laser, but I know my swing's looking awesome. Hole 6 then, just blast through it down the center. I've got, I think, 120 to this pin. It's a little bit downwind. I hit this super sick gap wedge just right at the pin. And get up there and playing partners go. And I roll it in. I'm like, yes. And I, you know, I'm pumping myself up because I'm playing good golf. So no matter what, I'm just pumped that I'm playing well. Yeah, I want to win. Yeah, I want to do all these things. But it's just nice to play well when you haven't for a while. So it's like, okay, cool. And then hole 7, par 5. I hit it right. Not good at all. But it ends up being in the desert. Like, fine. Where there's kind of like a wash. Like, people hit it there. We've had a couple of people in our group hit it there. So it was fine. I could play out. Hit a really nice recovery 6-iron over this tree. To about 150, and then I've got like 150 and just hit an absolute laser beam to about 10-12 feet. Then we are looking for both my playing partners hit it, lost their ball, so we're looking for that for a while. Again, we want to be a nice person, still want to help them out, don't want to be want to be respectful, and again, they've They're super nice guys. So super fun playing with them. But being respectful, so it's quite a while to find our, we end up not finding their golf balls. So it's a while, and then I go up to this putt and just sink it. So I know I'm at, so I'm at 6 under, things are feeling good. I know, hey, I can finish strong here. We go to 8 par 3, it's a left pin. I end up hitting it just so-so, but it's perfect number. I ended up taking 9er instead of blasting pitching wedge because I'm kind of feeling some adrenaline here. Really nice, get a pretty good run at it, nice 2 putt. Hole 9 then is this kind of unique hole, and they had us up, I think, maybe 1 or 2 tee boxes on the Coyote Run side. I end up kind of fanning driver right, and I'm like, oh man. And again, at this point, I still feel like I'm probably not enough, but it ends up turning out, working out great. I've got 140, and this is where, you know, deep breaths go through my routine. I've got 140 in, end up just pulling pitching wedge to the left side. It's pin high left. It's the shot that, again, I don't know where I'm stand. I don't know where I stand. I feel like I've got to make it. You could have two-putted it, but I was feeling great with my short game. I just picked a great spot. Ended up leaving it just short on the, have about maybe 3 feet or so. Again, just really commit to making a great putt, just inside left. End up making it beautiful. And it was then at that point, my playing partner said, we didn't want to say anything, but that's to take the lead. And I was like, oh man, that's when it kind of hit me. Like, are you serious? This is awesome. And I felt like it maybe could. I still felt like maybe there's going to be some lower scores. So we end up going in. There's a couple of really good players behind me then that end up shooting, I think, a couple under. One was at 5 under. And then at that point, they come out. Because, again, I'm at the putting green. I'm just trying to kill time. I have no idea what to do. I don't know. I'm kind of prepping if there's maybe a playoff. Just trying to kill time. So I'm just out rolling some putts. Meanwhile, everyone in this section is super nice. Like, very, some great players said, hey, man, I'm really pulling for you. So that felt good. Again, I like to hype up a lot of the people. They're great people. So I feel like I do reciprocate that. And at the end, people are coming in. Some of the good players don't play quite as well, I'm sure, as they would have liked. And it was enough to get through. So super exciting. So I'm texting, obviously calling my parents. I'm surprised. I'm a bit of a Steve Stricker. I'm surprised I didn't cry when I called my parents and wife, because again, it's a lifelong dream come true. It's something that you almost want so bad that you kind of wait. It's like, do I want it too bad? Again, you never know if it's going to happen. You know, just get given spots on the PGA Tour. So everyone, man, my brain's just spinning. I'm feeling great. I'm calling all those close to me, texting them, getting tons of texts, tons of messages, especially once I posted on social media. So thank you if you've been one of those people. Again, it really means a lot. I feel like I kind of did this one for everyone who's followed me. It's going to be a great time out in Las Vegas. But that's how I ended up qualifying. Again, some of the key pieces here is I had some swing keys and some swing thoughts. I always like to play from a framework. Again, when things aren't going well for me, I don't like to just go out and hit balls. I like to think about it. I try to think about, I go through old notes, I go through things. So some morals of the story here for you. If things are ever going well, you need to note what you're trying to do. Because so often at the club, again, people come in, say, oh man, Derek, I played great today. You know, lowest round ever. I'm like, okay, what'd you do differently? Oh, I have no idea, they say. I say, well, probably not going to happen again tomorrow. I say, what do you mean? I mean, if you're just randomly hoping that you play well, I mean, you want to have a couple swing keys or swing thoughts. Give me something tangible. Tell me, hey, you know what? My backswing was smoother than normal today. Hey, this was XYZ. So just give me something tangible, because I know that stuff matters. At least it really matters to me. So again, especially when things are going well, get video, take notes, because that, for you, maybe that's a lot of just naturally what you're designed to do to play good golf. When things are going bad, you can take your swing to any pro and they'll tell you some very good things, but that might not be what's best for you. So that's important to know. So again, take notes, take videos when things are going well, so you know what your good stuff looks like, feels like. That's important. All right, so I was able to call back on some of those things. again, that I specifically, I had a Boulder Creek scorecard that I used in the past that played pretty well with, that I used a lot of those keys, especially for putting, using the Seymour, feeling like I was standing further away. That just helped me roll the line well. So doing that. Also, again, just kind of going with my gut in this situation. It was kind of win or bust. And I know the Seymour can get hot, and I knew it was kind of warming up well. And I felt like the speed, I knew I was going to have to make some longer putts to where the broomstick putter, it could roll the ball straight, but I felt like my feel wasn't great with it yet. I think I used it for the first time in an event the day before where I knew the Seymour, it kind of fits that super firm feel, fits what I do. So going and getting that and then seeing some results with that was awesome as well. So again, it was just a super fun time. Again, a dream come true. We stayed in Vegas another day and just, again, just had so much fun with it. Wife's super pumped. Family's super happy. Again, all you guys, it's been so fun. So that's kind of the story of how I qualified. Again, I'm looking forward to it. Some things I want to do to prep for the event, then I got to make sure my putting, again, I'm rolling the line well, I'm seeing things well. So I've got to do some mirror work, train that. Short game, just continue to hit my spots. That's usually never a problem. I do know out there that it does tend to get grainy. I think the short gaming around there is tricky. So got to just prep for that. And then the swing, I'm working to really, if I can get my swing online like I used to. Again, I've got videos of when I was swinging it well. I actually used to be a ball striker. And now I'm just a short game guy, mostly because I miss a lot of greens. I still can hit it fine, but I used to hit it so good, and that's where I started to play my best. So again, I was online with my swing. Footwork wasn't quite as spinny, so I'm going to try to get more online, trying to kind of get some of the spin out. But I do know if things do go south, I do have the SWS PGA 14 feel to go with. So again, that's kind of be what I'm working on. Gonna look to do maybe some more podcasts here in the future. Things are just so busy. I really do enjoy doing this, but just with some of the website stuff we're working on, online lessons, the PGA Tour players, European Tour players, the LPGA players that we're working with, players, online lessons, the membership site, again, in-person lessons, just trying to make sure I've got time for everything and everyone in my life. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being with me on this journey. We will talk to you soon.